This is number 5. We're in that section of our study which we have entitled Practical Leadership. We are dealing with principle number 23. The effective leader can control his temper. I want to share with you some information regarding the books by Gary Oliver and H. Norman Wright. The title of the book is When Anger Hits Home. The authors tell us that frustration is one of the major causes of anger. Frustration is defined as a sense of insecurity or dissatisfaction arising from unresolved problems are unfulfilled needs. Frustration is the initial response in a 3-step sequence that goes something like this. Frustration, anger, and then wounding words. Another person's attitude or behavior may be what it takes, as it were, to pull your trigger. However, if you deal with your frustration before it ignites into anger, you can keep yourself from exploding with hurtful words or even violence. You may not always be able to prevent the irritation from occurring, but you can prevent the chain reaction that often results in an uncalled-for expression. There are 4 important truths to keep in mind as you think about this concept of frustration, one of the major causes of anger. Truth number 1, frustration is a normal response, but you have a choice about how far your frustration will go and how you will deal with it. Truth number 2. Anger is also a normal response, but how you handle your anger at others is up to you, especially when it comes to communicating with them. Truth number 3. You will at times become irritated, disappointed, and frustrated with other people when they cause you problems, fail to fulfill your expectations, or uncover your unmet needs. And then truth number 4. Accepting and recognizing your frustration and anger is healthy. Denying or repressing them can be disastrous. If another person is doing something that bothers you, you may be frustrated, but you can control both your inner and outward responses. Frustration need not result in an expression of anger. You can experience frustration without becoming upset or angry. Frustration does not have to lead to an angry reaction. One of the important things to remember as you think about frustration, you will make the ultimate, the final decision as to what response you are going to give. There are 3 major culprits that feed our frustration. One is our own expectations. The higher our expectations and the more numerous our needs, the more often we invite frustration into our lives. You need to determine your own set of expectations. What expectations do you have for yourself? Where did they originate? And then an extremely important question, are they realistic? What are your expectations for your spouse? What are your expectations for those that you work with? What are your expectations for those who are your superiors. Now, you will discover that some expectations are reasonable. Other expectations are not. Reasonable expectations must be clearly stated for the person to change. You need to turn your expectations into request. You are developing what we could call some realistic responses in regard to expectations. So, one of the major culprits in this area of frustration is our own expectations. Another major cause of frustration has been given the title, I'm entitled to it. One of the main themes of the baby boomer generation is entitlement. The simple belief that if I want something very much, well, I ought to have it. I'm entitled to it, some would say. Entitlement says that the degree of your need justifies the demand that others supply that need. Entitlement confuses desire with obligation. If the person wants something, then others have no right to say no, he feels. Unfortunately, this belief is saying that another person must give up his or her limits and boundaries for you. It denies the other person the freedom to choose. Strong entitlement feelings can overshadow, and frustration is inevitable since entitlement is doomed to failure. We have a generation struggling with this issue at this very time. The third culprit that often leads to frustration is the belief that life should be fair. We believe that if we do certain things, that there will be prescribed results. However, fairness is extremely subjective. It can be defined so that we can call anything either fair or unfair. We use fairness to control the behavior of children, but as adults, it's doomed to failure. You see, life is really not a democracy. Life is not fair. This is a fact. That brings us to an extremely important question then. How can we handle frustration? If frustration is one of the major causes of anger, then how can we deal with it? How can we handle frustration successfully in our own leadership role? Well, there's some things that probably we should keep in mind. First of all, develop an accountability relationship. One way of handling your frustration is to find someone with whom you can discuss your concerns and develop an accountability relationship. Select a person who will be willing to check on you on a regular basis to see how you're doing. Develop an accountability relationship. I think a second thing to keep in mind as we're learning to handle frustration, plan your response to frustration in advance. Identify in advance what you want to say to the other person or situation when you begin to feel frustrated. Be specific. Write out your responses and read them aloud to yourself. A third principle I believe we certainly could mention in learning to deal with frustration. Delay your response. Begin training yourself to delay your verbal and behavioral responses when you recognize that you're frustrated. The point is, be slow to anger. A fourth principle to keep in mind as we are learning to deal with this matter of frustration, accept the frustrating situation. Mentally give permission for the frustrating experience to occur. Say something like this. Well, I don't know why she did that, but I'm not going to let it ruin my day. It's not the worst thing she could have done. If she wants to do it, I give her permission to do so. I know there's a reason for it, and it's important for me to discover the reason, but it will be a learning experience for both of us as we try to resolve this behavior. One other thing we might mention is, in dealing with this whole concept of frustration, has to do with what is often called your inner conversation or self-talk. Your most powerful emotion, anger, depression, guilt, worry, as well as your self-esteem as a person and a leader, are initiated and fed by your inner conversation. This is a conversation you have with yourself. Changing your inner conversation is essential to keeping your frustrations from erupting into wounding words or worse. The last chapter of this book, When Anger Hits Home, is entitled Making Anger Work for You. Here are some of the suggestions that are listed in this chapter, some things that are recommended that would be helpful for you in learning as a leader to deal with anger. Number one, admit your anger and accept responsibility for it. What you do with your anger is your choice. When I confess my anger, I acknowledge it, and I take responsibility for how I will deal with it. The confession might sound something like this: I am angry. There may or may not be good reasons for my anger. I can't control the fact that I'm angry. I can control how long I stay angry, and I can control how I express my anger. Number two, determine who or what will have control. We can either allow the emotion of anger to intimidate and dominate us, or we can choose to control our expression of the anger and invest this anger energy in healthy ways. The number three, identify the cause and source of the anger. Number four, choose an appropriate response. The real issue is, are you going to choose to allow your emotions to control you and react in a way that will hurt? Or are you willing to control your emotion? Number five, just do it. Healthy anger drives us to do something to change what makes us angry. Anger can energize us to make things better. If your response involves confronting someone, well, choose a time that will be good for both of you. Rehearse what you're going to say in advance and then do it. The longer you put off mending a quarrel or allowing a misunderstanding to fester, the more difficult it will become to deal with. If the response involves a different approach to a situation you can't control, then try the new response for at least several weeks. Don't give up. Just do it. Number six, review it. What worked and what didn't work? What did I learn? What can I do differently that will help me to be more effective next time? How would you answer the following evaluative questions? Number one, does your family ever see you lose your temper? If they do, do you acknowledge you were wrong and ask them to forgive you? Number two, do you demand respect rather than earn respect? Number three, do you complain about your boss's treatment of you at work? Number four, do you grumble about high taxes? Number five, do you demand prompt attention in service in a store or restaurant?